It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. Here we are with the Kim Pagano Show, and Jennifer, nice of you to wake up for us this morning.
I'm sorry. You know, I have a 13-year-old today, so I'm so melancholy.
Oh, it's his birthday?
It is, and he's 13. What scares me more is my husband said, "You don't look so bad for the mom of a teenager," and I was like,
yeah, guess what? I'm a grandma, okay?
I know, it's so weird. You know, I seem too young to be the mom of a teenager.
I know, and teen. That's the key word
There's whole other weird things, but yes, it scares me.
I know. Now, I got a couple of them. I got a lot of them. In fact, I just blogged about that. It was interesting last weekend. We had them all together in one room.
All
and
of
their
your
girlfriends
kids?
And their husbands for like a birthday dinner. We were all outside on the patio. It was like the fastest dinner we ever had because you got to cherish that time. And, you know, the one thing I wrote about is I guess that's what we've been planning for all these years. It's a kind of a weird thing.
So. To have that table filled with everyone's significant others and want to come home to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it was really exciting. It you know, you just kind of keep planning your life and you cherish those couple moments that you get all together.
And enjoy the way things change.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what I think. It's always important to do that.
There you go. All right. Well, and Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's well over here, Kim. Looking good on a Saturday morning.
There you go. We have a great show for you today. And, of course, I do want to remind you, we are here from 6 to 8. And it's all about the brighter side of life. And then, of course, from 2 to 3, we have our recovery, the brighter side of recovery. And that is waking up to anything that you are waking up from and recovering from. So I do want to invite you to that hour too. But again, of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, stay connected for all these amazing things that you can win. And again, our website is kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen to all of our back shows there. And also you can listen to all of our shows on our podcast on iTunes. So go and check that out. All of our shows are posted there. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to invite you to listen and learn about our guest. Our first guest is Susan Peterson. She is the founder of Freshly Picked. It's an amazing, inspirational story. And, of course, one of my favorite shows. She was on Shark Tank, but we're going to find out a little bit about how she found a way that she didn't have any money. She actually, her brother kind of invested in her or helped her. But not only that, he just gave her some little bits that she could, some scraps. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then, of course, Damien on Shark Tank helped her make that great big deal. And, of course, she had a passion. So she's a mom. We're going to be talking with her. And I can't wait to find out a little bit more about her. And then, of course, we've got Jay Izzo. And he's going to talk about his book, Got Social Mediology. And I'm telling you,
I have learned so much from our media people. I mean, I'm part of that nonprofit, Rolling for Pink. And every week I have gone home on Saturday and said, okay, we've got to make sure we're on LinkedIn. We've got to make sure we've got YouTube videos. I have learned a ton from this.
It really is. And he calls himself the internet doctor. I love that. So again, also we've got Matthew working with us, and Matthew's been working on our website and stuff. So we're going to see some big changes there, and we're excited. And again, we are just excited to be here. And again, we've got tons of things that we are going to give away. So I do want to give out our phone number here. Write this phone number down. Put it in your phone, because we do things a little bit different than the other shows. We have a number that you can call. Leave us your name and your number, and then one of the team members will get back with you. Make sure you say which gift you're calling about, because we get a bazillion callers. And don't be offended if we haven't gotten back to you or you haven't won something. We will. I promise you. So with that, Tom, do you want to talk about that? Or did I give out the phone number? Maybe I didn't. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us, because you've got lots of things we're giving away.
And this includes, how about a $25 Famous Dave's gift certificate, along with Paul Martin's, $25 for Paul Martin's. May 6th, Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Westlake Village Twin. That's the theater. Jason Love leading that one. On May 9th, Ventura Music Festival. How about Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall together? This is going to be a great show. Got a chance to interview him. He's a cool dude, and he's going to put on an excellent show of jazz. May 7th through the 10th, Caneo Valley Days back at Caneo Creek Park in TO, and that's just off the 23 freeway at the Jans Road exit. May 16th and 17th, California Strawberry Festival. Lots of fun there for the whole family. Enjoy the strawberries. Kim will give you tickets if you're lucky. And now we have through May 10th at the Rubicon Theater, Getting Raves, Last Train to Nybrock. And that's getting really big reviews. A lot of people love it.
I'm telling you, it's been amazing. So you know what? Let's just start off with, how about a pair of Rubicon tickets? And that phone number again is 805-419-0008. 419-0008, and that is going on till May 10th, and that's a great Mother's Day gift to take your mom there, or just a couple gift, take your wife there. But anyways, that's the Last Train to Nybrock, and I'm telling you, it is amazing. So they were on our show, and just a really great show. So with that, I do want to excite everybody. Also, when we talk with Susan this morning, we've got $150 freshly picked gift card, and wait till you hear about what she's got going on. And we'll give out her website.
That's
and all that
a
stuff.
Very generous gift card, because I'm looking at her website right now.
Is that the cutest?
I mean, you're gonna get I don't want to say anything, but two things.
Yeah, and they're so cute. Anyways, let's bring Susan Peterson on, the founder of Freshly Picked. Susan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm so excited. I'm really inspired by how you kind of put your business together. You're a mom. You figured out that you really couldn't find anything that you liked, right? Or that actually stayed on your kids' feet. So tell us a little bit about your story and who you are.
So When my son was born, I couldn't find any moccasins that fit his fat foot and or that stayed on or that I liked. So there was like a couple, you know, things that the moccasin design had to hit. And I just started making my own moccasins because I had already been sewing and I knew I could sew. So I started doing it. And at the time I was blogging and I kind of would like push out stuff through my blog. So I put them on my blog with not really the intention to sell them, but just to kind of do a little humble brag, you know, look what I made. And people the response was a little crazy because everyone wanted them. They were like, I'll buy these, put them in your shop. I want them. I need them now. And so I just started doing it. I just started selling them.
First of all, so how do you make a moccasin? You know, I mean, were you already a professional sewer?
Right. I mean, no. I can't sew leather.
Yeah.
So I had a... I had taught myself how to sew a couple of years earlier, and I was already running an Etsy shop, so I knew how to sew, although admittedly not very well. And I think, like, that's maybe part of what I'm good at is just being dumb and not thinking that, oh, I can't do it. I rarely see barriers in my life, and I call it dumb luck because I just was like, well, I can do it. Why can't I do it?
If the Cub Scouts can do it, you can do it, right?
Yeah, but not only love that, I love that. That's really been my attitude my whole entire life is fake it till you make it and then learn how to do it, you know?
Right,
and
right,
I love that. So who was your mentor to ask you, you know, to make you think that way?
Well, so when my I come from like a long line of women who hustle. My dad's mom, when her youngest, she had four children, and when her youngest was 2 years old, she suddenly found herself a single mother, you know, in the 60s with only a teaching certificate to her name. Mm. And she got up and she got a job at the school and she worked her butt off and she was doing odd jobs at night. And all four of her children went through college. All four of them are professionals. All four of them are highly functioning members of society, my dad included, you know. And I just, and then my mom too, she married, my dad was a school teacher. And so my mom, I mean, you should have seen the stuff this lady would do. Like she'd buy us, we'd get 7-Up in the bottles, one during Christmas, and she'd take those bottles the next year and turn them in and get more. Like, she just knew how to, like, make a dollar stretch, and she was just always making stuff, always doing stuff. We had a garden.
I'm always impressed with people who can do that. You know, you have the friend who has, like, they'll have not a lot in their cabinets, not because they can't afford to buy food, but they won't have a full refrigerator, a full pantry,
yeah.
But they can make dinner for, you know, 5 nights.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that.
I can't either. I think that I'm always impressed though with people that can think that way, think outside the box, and make something happen.
Yeah, that's my mom. She's amazing.
I love it. I love it. So that's your mentor, right?
Yeah, my mom and my grand, and then on my other side, my grandmother. She was, my grandpa was at war, and she worked at the bar and put her kids through college. So she did it, you know.
Wow. You know what? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Susan Peterson. We're talking about Freshly Picked. And we have a $150 Freshly Picked gift certificate, a gift card. And what are they going to get, Susan? So tell us a little bit about all your stuff that you do. And then we're going to find out more about you and really what inspired you and how your journey was.
So we are in the business of baby moccasins. So we sell, we still produce and manufacture and sell baby moccasins that your children, I mean, these pieces, well, I always say we're in the memory business, we're not in the moccasin business. So you're essentially going to get your memories tied up in a shoe because you will want to hold on to this shoe forever.
Mm, I love it. I love it. We're looking at them. They're so cute.
Well, they're like fashion moccasins. The little girl ones are so cute. And the boy too. But they're
too
like,
bad you can't use them. Her son's turning 13.
He might not. No, he might like these camo crib shoes. These are, but they're so cute.
Thank you.
What age do they go up to?
Currently we do up until about 3. That's when the pediatrics of America recommend that you stop wearing a soft sole and you start wearing a shoe with more support.
Oh, three
to 3.5.
Okay. And, you know, it's funny. My younger son was little, they didn't really have, like, they kind of stopped doing, like, the crib shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you didn't wear a big, chunky tennis shoe, there really was nothing else to choose from.
Yeah.
And he kind of had, his ankles weren't weak, but they were, like, I think he didn't walk till he was, like, 18 months old.
Right.
And if he had had, like, a crib shoe, I think it would have helped him sturdy his ankles earlier.
100%, yeah.
You know, like, he really could have used that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They're so good for the development, for balance. For muscle tone, for everything,
Susan, tell us. Okay, so what inspired you to create Freshly Picked? Okay, tell us about your journey. And I love that. I mean, you really did think out of the box.
Well, my at the time, my husband was going to school, and we got pregnant with our daughter, and kind of just decided to go for it, even though I wasn't, you know, I was working, but I didn't have a really good job at the time. And he was in school. So I started kind of just sewing and putting stuff out there, and I was pretty.
Oh, did we lose you? Hello? Oh, did we lose her?
I was pretty unsuccessful at like my first attempt of sewing and putting stuff out there, but I just kind of kept at it. And then when I hit on the moccasins, I really felt like I had hit on something that I really needed to follow. It was just so much response from it. So I was sewing stuff like bags or blankets, and I would sell something, then I would take the money that I made from that sale, and I'd go to the fabric store and I'd buy enough stuff for my next project. So that's what I had been doing. So I made these moccasins because I had some scrap leather, and I went to the leather store to buy some leather to make more moccasins. And the lady at the leather store was like, you can't just buy a little bit of leather. You have to buy a whole cow, which is a whole hide of leather.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how funny.
I was like, you can't cut it off? She's like, no, you have to buy the whole thing. And it was $200, which at the time for us, you know, my husband was in school. We were trying to feed our family. It was a lot of money for us at the time, and I just didn't have that extra cash. So my brother, who owns a window installation business, I convinced one summer to give me all his old windows that he would pull out of the houses. And I spent the whole summer in our backyard banging the glass out of those windows. And then I took the frame to the scrapyard. And I got my $200.
No,
is that, that's a great story.
Isn't that awesome? I love that. That is
Thank
so
you.
Cool.
Now, I have to ask you, what is it like to be on Shark Tank? I would find it very intimidating, and I don't know if I could take that criticism. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't catch the episode that you were on.
Yeah.
But did they love, who picked your shoe, and did they love it right away?
Damien did.
Damien
okay,
picked it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
Damien
I want to find out, how did you get there? So you got your $200, right?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
then what?
And then I bought a hide of leather, and I was able to make about 40 pairs of shoes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And then I sold them all really quick, and then I was able to just continually buy more leather, make more shoes, buy more leather, make more shoes. And I was sewing them all, and then, you know, the demand was so high, and I was sewing, and I was shipping, and I was answering emails, and I was posting on Instagram, and I was posting on – I was doing everything. You know, I didn't have anyone helping me. And my husband and I, we don't collaborate very well. In business, and so
that's normal. Okay,
yeah. So we kept it out of our marriage. We kept the business out of our marriage, which now both of us are really grateful that we did that at the time. But so I hired this girl Angie to sew for me, and she was so patient with me because she had so much more experience than I did. But she really just let me walk her through it and show her everything I was doing, and she started sewing for me. And then the demand it just seemed like the more we would make, the bigger the demand was, the more we could sell. So we had found a factory in California that we were going to start.
Oh, my God. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. That is so cool. So let me ask you, what made you go to Shark Tank?
Right. So then after we found the factory, I decided that I'd have a sale because I'd never had a sale. And I'd raised my prices enough where I felt, you know, people were always saying, oh, I love your shoes, but I can't afford $60. But then once they'd buy them, they'd realize that $60, they're totally worth it.
Right.
Because you end up getting so much more use out of a shoe that stays on, that looks good, that your kid likes to wear. That
and
your
I'm
husband
sure they
mind,
get 100 you know? Compliments on it.
Yeah, you know, hundreds of compliments.
Susan,
yeah.
We need to take a really quick break. Okay. But I want to find out how it was on Shark Tank, how you got there, and all about how you got picked. So
Okay. Stay
with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give away some Ventura Music Festival. That's May 9th. I've got a pair of tickets, and we would love you to go for that. So, again, 805-419-0008. That's Herb Albert and Lonnie Hall, and it's a family concert. It's wonderful at 1 o'clock. And, again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell me about it. Men, have you ever tried to figure them out? Me too, but I ain't got no clue.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to do another giveaway, and of course, we do have that $150 freshly picked gift card that we would love to give to one of our listeners. So 419-0008, 419-0008. And also, let's give a couple pairs of tickets to the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and that's from April 18th through May 24th. The World Goes Round. They've got amazing plays over there, and this is directed by Fred Hessel, and again, it's going to be really fun. So call in 419-0008.
And if I'd like to give a shout out to Biodental Healing, if you're looking for more of a holistic approach to your dental needs, this is definitely the place to go. They do more holistic dentistry, and they aim at helping you enhance your overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. There's so many different things we don't like to put in our bodies anymore today that we did years ago, and this is the perfect place to find out about that.
Give the location and, of course, Dr. David.
Dr. David's number is 805-375-2233. And definitely give them a call as soon as you're ready to talk to Dr. David Villarreal, and he will help you out with some holistic dental options.
He is so passionate. I have to tell you, I met with him and I was like, oh my God, we need to do something together. I need to share you with my listeners. And so, of course, he's going to be on. You're going to hear all about it. But let me tell you, it's a whole different
way.
You
don't want to have that stuff in your mouth forever.
Yeah.
You know, you really got to look at what you're putting in there, the mercury and the metal and all of that. We really probably should pay more attention to it. This is something we should all look into.
There you go. So anyways, give out his number.
His number again is 805-375-2233.
Okay. All right. And if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And remember, we are here from 6 to 8, and we would love to have you give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. And we're talking with Susan Peterson from Freshly Picked. And what an entrepreneur. I mean, really down to the bone, I'm telling you. But we're talking about that you actually thought of going on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And tell us about your experience and what made you think of it. And, of course, we all dream about it, but actually standing in front of them,
with
you know.
Your idea. You're so vulnerable at that moment.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Yeah. Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Well, I had watched, to prepare for the show, I'd watched like every episode.
Right.
And they didn't seem to respond well when the woman who was the entrepreneur brought on someone to kind of do the work for her.
Right.
You know? So I decided that I had to do it myself if I wanted to have a good show.
I like that. Okay. So you're brave also. So tell us about it. First of all, how long did it take you to get with them?
I had just that year I decided it was one thing that I wanted to do, and every year in like December, January, you know, that break, I write down my goals that I want to accomplish for the year, and it was actually one of the things that I wrote down that I wanted to be on Shark Tank.
I love it.
I just started reaching out to everyone I knew who had been on. I started emailing the show, and finally I knew it was getting down to it because they'd already filmed. They filmed two pods. They filmed one in July and one in September. They'd already filmed the July pod, and I finally got contacted in August, and I went out and filmed a month later.
Yeah. How cool is that? Susan, I'm so excited for you. Just as, you know, I mean, was your husband just blown away too that you were, you know?
He was a little nervous. Yeah, he's
like, Susan, do you know what you're taking on here?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I just had some friends over this last weekend, and they were singing the praises of my husband, and I got to echo them. I really just got a good one with him. Because he never tells me no, and he is 100% supportive for everything that I want to do. He really will just stand by my side and just cheer me on.
Awesome. I love it. So tell us, what is your social media marketing? I mean, tell us about that. What do you do to get your name out there?
Yeah, so we've been focusing on that for about 3 years now, and I feel like it's paid off. But we, up until end of last year, we've not paid for any PR or anything to promote our product. We've done it all through social media, which I think is kind of the new grassroots way. You know, it's the word of mouth. And we've been working on growing our Instagram for the past 3 years, and we have 400,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and our newsletter and all of it. We just put a lot of effort into that because we really feel like we're a brand where we want our customers to know who is on the other side of that email. And so we really try to put ourselves out there so that they understand that we're there for them, you know.
And I think your audience also kind of expects to know a lot about you with social media. They want to see you doing it. They want to see you wearing it. They want to see you selling it. People expect that.
Yeah. Well, the customer and the buying experience has changed. You know, like, rarely do I go to the store without an idea of what I want to buy. Rarely do I go to the store because I'm buying everything online.
Exactly.
And so I think, like, customers really need to feel safe and secure in their online buying experience. And so we try our best to do that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay, I'm looking at your Instagram, and you have some really cute babies on here with really cute shoes on. Their moccasins are adorable.
The cutest customers in the world. There's no one that has cuter customers.
I love it. That's really cute. And, of course, everybody wants to be a part of that. Susan, you know, of course, it's getting close to Mother's Day, and we want to talk a little bit about what do you love most about being a mom?
It's the hardest and the best thing that I've ever done in my whole entire life. Really, you know?
Yeah.
My babies are older, so now I have an 8-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. He just turned 6. And I think 6 is that hard year when they're really just not your baby anymore. You know, you really have to face it then. And I feel like constantly I'm inspired and I'm amazed by my children because they're just the best parts. Like, my daughter, I always say she's the best parts of every woman I know. Like, she is every woman I'm inspired by. I feel like that's who she is, you know?
I love that. I am a new grandma of twins, and they're not even home yet, but I have to just tell you, oh my God, I'm in awe. I'm in awe of my daughter who had them and my son-in-law. And it's like probably, I mean, all my friends said, you're never going to believe this. And I thought, how could it get any better than having your own? I have 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls. I'm just in awe. I've been in awe for their whole life, you know. And now it's just these little precious things. So I can't wait to, you know, one, put them in the freshly little picked moccasins.
Adorable.
But not only that, what else do you sell besides that?
We are doing apparel now. And we have some mom bags. But my new favorite product that we're selling right now is our Bringing Home Baby Bundle. And it's basically just everything you need, whether you're at the hospital, whether it's birthing center, whether you're you're adopting a baby, anything that you need to bring that baby into your home. So there's a robe for mom, there's socks for mom, there's a blanket for the baby, there's a hat for the baby, and there's socks for the baby, and then you have a diaper bag.
Oh my God, I wish I would have already known.
That.
Yeah, wow, that's beautiful. Okay. All right. Well, God, you know what? I love what you're doing. I love your inspiration. We never talked about who picked you on Shark Tank. So I know it was Damien, right?
Damien. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you have offers from all of them or what was?
No, just from Damien. And you know what? In fact, like we didn't end up closing the deal, the post show. But Damien is one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and he's constantly checking in on me and saying, how are you doing? Is there anything you need? Can I help you with anything? So I feel like I really got a good deal, and you know.
Oh,
okay.
Is...
I want to ask you, what's Mark Cuban like? Because I love him.
He's so Mark Cuban, I think he has a crush on me, guys.
Oh, there you go. He's so fat. He's so interesting to listen to. I love hearing him speak, and I think he's got such a magnetic personality.
Did you see him on Dancing with the Stars?
I did. I loved him. I really like him.
Yeah, you
he's
know.
So nice.
Yeah, I just love it. So, was there ever a point that you thought, oh God, I'm gonna go home with nothing?
From Shark Tank?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the hardest part of that show for me was that I have a really big mouth and I like to tell everyone what I'm doing and I like to talk, and you couldn't talk about it at all. That was really hard.
That would be really hard for me too. I always like to tell people my story.
Me too.
Right.
I know.
Yes, I
well, we're talk. So glad, Susan, that you came on our show to tell your story.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you back. I want to follow you.
I
would love to, you know what, we talked to a ton of moms. I'm a mom. And
I have a friend who just had twins, and I haven't sent a present yet. And I'm gonna send her the crib shoes, I guess.
Yeah,
you a boy and a girl.
Email me, and we'll get you some.
I gotta get some for my twins then too. There you go.
Yes.
So I love it. But you know what? I'm serious. This was so much fun. Would you go on Facebook and like our show so I can share you?
Yeah, and we'll share it on our
Instagram
Facebook
and all that.
Terrific.
Yeah, there you go.
People over.
Okay, you got it. Thank you so much, Susan. Have a really great day.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yes,
happy Mother's Day.
You got it. All right. How fun. How inspiration. And you know, that's what it's all about, is really talking about your journey and never giving up.
And no idea is a bad idea. It's really true. Like if you have an idea, maybe it won't make you a millionaire, but follow it through and finish it. Because you'll always have that, I should have done it.
I know.
What if I had
stuck to
it?
You don't want to have any leftovers at the end.
Exactly. Or any I should have, could have, would have.
I should have, could have, would have. There you go. All right. We are going to take another really quick break, but our next guest is Jay Izzo. He has been on our show before, the internet doctor, and got social mediology. You know, it's funny because a lot of people always say, you know, stop, like your husband, you know, stop being luology, but we could do mediology, and we're going to find out all the things that we can do that could help our business. Just help. I mean, look at what she just talked about.
Absolutely.
Never paid for anything, and that's what it's all about. So, again, I'm really excited. We've got his book here. He actually signed my book. I don't know if you remember. This is the one that Sherry actually went in and made her little marks in.
Oh, that's right.
I'm really excited to talk with him again. And let's do a giveaway. How about some Strawberry Festival tickets? We've got that coming up. That is May 16th and 17th. And let me just tell you, it's going to be a big one. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Lisa Carey does a great job on that. And we are a huge sponsor of that. So again, let's get some tickets out there to somebody. 419-0008. 419-0008. And you know what? I'm going to throw in a $25 Famous Dave's. How about that? So give us a call right now. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. her, give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom, and our next guest is Jay Izzo, and he is the internet doctor, and again, his book is Got Social Mediology, and using psychology to master social media for your business without spending a dime. And that's really what our last guest did. And look where she is today. I mean, it's really about setting goals and really kind of working them. So I'm really excited again to talk to Jay. And I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And we thank you so much. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008, and I'm going to throw out a couple pairs of Caneo Valley Days tickets. We've got that coming up. I'm a sponsor on that, and again, 419-0008, 419-0008, and this is their 59th annual Caneo Valley. It's from May 7th through the 10th, and that's over at Caneo Creek Park, Thousand Oaks, right across from the library right
there.
Who
does not want to go to Caneo Valley Days?
I know.
The lights at night.
Yeah, but they've got some amazing music. We're going to find out because they're going to be on our next show. So again, let's get some calls right now, 419-0008. And again, Jay, how are you?
I am well, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us.
And absolutely.
I love what you talk about. And just for our listeners that maybe didn't hear your last show and kind of want to know a little bit about, what is social mediology?
Social mediology is a term I created that is the study of social media from the psychological perspective of the user and the sociological and social psychological and cultural perspective of each platform, social media platform, and how people can interact by understanding culture and psychology and be able to use it effectively for their business, careers, education, and a variety of applications.
Okay. Wow, that was a mouthful. So here's a question. You know, I'm just changing my website to be mobile because they just passed a law, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, responsive. They call that the responsive website, so that it can fit a tablet, a mobile phone, or your laptop or your desktop, right?
Right. And is that something that is required, or is that, you know, tell us about what your thought is on that.
Okay, well, I mean, responsive website design is increasingly important. Of course, even with social media, right, you can get your social media now, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all have some sort of mobile version of the website. But for like you or for this, you know, average small business owner, they want a website that can be automatically adjusted and because of whatever piece of technology you're using so that the website is readable, usable in a different format, whether it be on a phone or a tablet or, you know, on a desktop. So it's really, really important because we're watching, you know, millions of people, you know, move more towards mobile, not using their desktop. They're not even using their laptops as much. So it becomes increasingly important that your website be mobile compatible and certainly tablet compatible as well.
There you go. Okay. And so let's just say, you know, okay, Facebook. We were just talking to Susan, who started a company. She's never actually paid for any kind of PR. And she's all over the place. How do you, you know, one thing, like, how do you increase your Facebook? Do you think that they have a cap on it, or how does that work?
And how do you know that Facebook is the right platform for you to use?
So let's start with that question first, because, you know, Facebook may not be the best platform for every business. You know, I think for someone like yourself, who is a celebrity, you know, Facebook, you know, has a, you know, it's a great benefit. I think also, though, that we're seeing, you know, Facebook's right hand, which is Instagram, is also starting to become a real major player now, especially for somebody with celebrity status like yourself. So I think that's perfect. But I think for the average business, they really got to take a look at where their customers, what their customers, current customers and clients are using. So if they're using Facebook, then certainly you want to be a part of that. If they're not using Twitter, then don't be on Twitter. If they're utilizing more of LinkedIn, then stay connected in LinkedIn. If it's Instagram, be on Instagram. So, you know, you have to have a strategy of which pieces you're going to be on. You don't have to be certainly on all of them, but pick and choose wisely which ones you're going to be on. Because it makes no sense to be on all of them. You don't have enough time to do that, and it makes no sense for the business.
Right.
Now, in terms of, you know, well, how does somebody get more, you know, likes or whatever? You know, there is a lot of debate right now about what is the value of a like, and are they all real?
Right
now, we're not even sure how many likes are really real. There are so many really genius hacks out there right now that can, you know, created these false profiles. I just saw somebody the other day who, you know, asked to be a friend with me on Facebook. And I said, oh my gosh, she's beautiful, right? Well, I took a click and I said, she looks so familiar. And so I went to do a little digging before I friended her. And it was Farrah Fawcett's old pictures from like 1980 something, right?
Was she in a red bikini?
No, she was walking down the street with her, like she was shopping on Rodeo Drive. I mean, so...
Seriously, wow, yeah.
And, yeah, it was like, it was natural shot.
And you know what was really, okay, disgusting? There was a post that was on Facebook about this poor, sick baby, and they were like, if you don't, you know, you please pray, and all. And then all of a sudden I saw these things afterwards, because immediately I'm like, okay, sending you positive prayers, but then immediately after it was like, how could you bring this up? This is, like, so hurtful to the parents. This happened 5 years ago. It's
right.
Like, you know.
Terrible.
So, yeah.
So I don't know, you know, the value of that is really, really hard to put a finger on, and the Wall Street Journal even did an article, you know, what is the value of a like? I mean, what is the dollar value? And I don't know what that is. There is certainly some psychological value in social proof that influences others. And what I mean by that is we are attracted to what our friends are attracted to. So, you know, if you and Jennifer are all of a sudden, you know, find this one clothing shop that you both like, and let's say you're at a, you know, get together casually with a bunch of your friends, mutual friends, and you and Jennifer say at the same time, oh, we love this clothing shop. Well, I promise you, because of that social proof, more of your friends will start going to that clothing shop because the two of you have more power than you do individually. So when we see somebody collectively have thousands of likes, this is very influential for the average user to want to join on board as well, because they want to be a part of it. Because, you know, right now it's that whole FOMO thing, you know, the fear of missing out. So we will sometimes just join just because, well, everybody else is. Because as humans, we're kind of sheep-like in terms of following the crowd. We're easily led, and we don't always know what we really like individually, but if our friends like it, we're generally going to like it too.
Now, is there a cap on likes? I mean, can Facebook, you know, my goal was always to have 5,000. I just can't seem to get, It's like it just keeps going up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
Okay, so there's two types of things that we need to consider here. Your personal Facebook page is capped out at 5,000 friends, okay? So your personal Kim Pagano, with your picture with your husband, right?
Right.
That you and I are friends.
Correct.
Well, you're capped out at 5,000 there.
Okay.
But your Kim Pagano personality page that you've created.
Correct.
There is no limit there.
Okay.
You're limitless. I mean, what is it? Coca-Cola, I think, is the largest fan page on Facebook, and it's like over 49 million likes or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, Fortune 500 companies will have millions and millions of likes. So there's no real cap when you create your fan pages and those type of things. There's no cap there. But there is on your personal page in terms of how many people you can actually be friends with.
Right. And now, should you have, so my, like, you know, our show page, is that all I need, or should I have a different kind of page?
Well, I think, you know, you have to, again, this is something that you have to determine for yourself and also need to kind of look at your industry and your business. And, you know, I think, like, again, you know, folks like you who, you know, you've got your radio show and, you know, you're a, you know, you're a therapist, you know, hair therapist. Oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? And you know, I know that you're involved in construction and women's support groups. And
oh, you did your homework.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, yes, Kim. I always do.
I love it. So,
you know, for you, it makes sense probably to have different pages that, you know, have you in those pieces. But for maybe the typical, you know, mom and pop business, you know, or retail business, one page is probably enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the industry and the business that you're in. I have several pages because I'm an author and I, you know, of course, I have my book page and then there's my personality page and then there's my internet doctor page that talks about all sorts of things to do as the internet doctor. And so, you know, it really depends on your industry, you know, how much you should have. But I am still a firm believer, honestly, Kim and Jennifer, I am still a firm believer that you're going to get so much more out of your personal page than you'll ever get from your business pages because, you know, your business page is now less than 4% of the people actually will ever show up.
Really?
On their timeline.
Well, I think people expect to know a lot about you. That's our life today. There's not a great deal of privacy. And if you can't see who Kim Pagano is or who Jennifer Chastain is mm-hmm. outside of the radio show, you sort of, not that you lose interest, but it's, you can't get that close. You don't have that same relationship.
Right. Yeah, well, and that's exactly right, Kim, because see, we want to know Kim and Jennifer and we want to be able to think that we can, you know, them on a first name basis. Mm-hmm. And we want to kind of know a little bit about the journey of their life and what they like and what they're interested in, because what that does is then that creates trust for us because, you know, I've talked about this a little bit before, but you know, trust is kind of works in this way. We don't do business with people we don't trust.
Right.
We don't trust people we don't like, and we don't like people we don't know. So the personal page really does help us to get to know you, to like you, so that we can trust you. Because then we feel like, because we have so little information, we're not interested in doing business with the brand.
Right.
We want to know the people behind the brand, and we want to know what they're about.
Right. Now, is a fan page different than just a page? Is that different?
Well, any sort of fan page, business page, anything like that is all the same. So as far as Facebook is concerned, I have not seen any statistics that say, well, if you created just your personal fan page, does it do better than, say, if it's a community group page or a business page? And the fact of the matter is Facebook, you know, has limited the organic reach to less than 4%. So if you have 1,000 people who like your page, well, supposedly it will show up, it's going to show up to less than 40 people's timeline who've liked that page. And that doesn't mean they saw it. It just means it showed up on their newsfeed. So if they didn't happen to catch it at a particular time of day, well, it's less views than what actually got posted from your fan page or your business page or community page. Which is kind of sad because here these people voluntarily opted in to like the page because they thought it was something of interest. And so then Facebook, in their wisdom, decided, well, you don't know what you really like, so we're not going to really show it to you, even though that's what you wanted.
Wow. That's interesting.
And the reason they did that is because they're trying to, of course, monetize Facebook. So now what they're going to force Kim Pagano to do, or other businesses who have a business page or a fan page, is now they're going to say boost the post. And, you know, so you can boost the post, you know, spend as much money as you want or as little money, I think $10 maybe the minimum. But it makes no sense to me to spend any money when social media is about social.
Right.
And not about advertising or promotion. We are trying to connect either professionally and get to know you as a professional, or we're trying to connect with you personally as a friend on Facebook, or we want to follow you because you have something of value to be followed for. So that any time that we start introducing promotion or advertising into the newsfeed, well, that's not exactly what we're there for, and it actually causes some angst in which we recognize as psychological reactance, where the user starts to resist having promotions and advertising into their newsfeed because, quite frankly, it takes away our freedom of what we really wanted to see, because we're trying to have these relationships.
Wow, so interesting. Again, Jay Izzo, is this all in your book?
Yeah, it is. It's all in my book. I talk about this really extensively, about how users, you know, really perceive a business and how they really want to interact and connect and build a relationship personally.
Now, what do you think about, you know, mailing newsletters or stuff like blogging and
emailing, not snail mail, but emailing it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think email still has its place. I mean, you know, depending on your age group, you're going to be probably more likely to read an email than some other age groups will. The younger the age group, the less likely they're probably going to really look at email or want to respond to email. The older we are, we have a tendency to want to respond to email or look at email. So, I mean, it still works.
Right.
Well, question for you, young people: what if they don't have email? How do they talk to each other? I know they text each other, but do they? That's how they communicate completely, is via text.
Yeah. What about national text?
Instagram.
Direct message me.
Yeah, Instagram. A lot of direct messaging. They use Twitter, although Twitter is really taking a hit. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but I think that they took a huge hit in the market yesterday because it's just not working. And we're seeing a lot of celebrities and athletes now move away from Twitter to go over to Instagram. So, but that's part of the communication now. It's very quick. It is the text messaging, the Instagram quick message.
Get in and get out, right?
Yeah, it's very, very quick. Here's the other thing. This will blow you away, I think. So the younger generation, when it comes to email, wants you to ask the question right in the headline of the subject. They don't want a whole bunch of written stuff. Mm. So whatever you got to say on your email, do it all in the headline. And so if you're going to use like newsletters or something like that, make sure everything is in the subject line.
Oh,
because they're not going to read.
Okay.
They are just not going to read through an email.
Right.
So make sure whatever you're going to say, you better be clever and it better be good and catchy right in the subject line. Otherwise, it's going to be gone.
Okay. That's a great advice. Give us two other things that you can leave us with. And I'm having you back because I just love talking to you.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things that I would recommend for business. And that, first of all, and I talked about it briefly, but strategize which platforms you're going to use. Okay, so make sure, before you decide to just get on platforms, really start asking your current clients, what are they using? And find out, and then spend most of your time there. And then when you're on those platforms, be culturally relevant, meaning that you're not going to say the same things on Facebook that you would say on LinkedIn or that you would say on Twitter. So remain culturally relevant. When you are on these platforms and you're culturally relevant, you know, the other thing is you have to be committed to them. The biggest mistake that people make is that they start using these platforms, they get off because they say, I'm not getting anything from them. Well, the fact of the matter is people pay attention to everything we do. They just don't always respond. So you have to stay committed to the platforms that you're using, even though you may not be seeing the responses that you want, because people are being influenced by what you say, by what you post, by, you know, how you act and how you react within these posts. So stay committed, stay consistent to those things. And I think those are the three biggest things I could tell you to do. But I think the biggest thing ultimately, and I'll just add this, the biggest thing is be authentically you.
If you're trying to
do this to sell, it's never going to work.
Yeah, so just be who you are. There you go. Jay Izzo, we are actually at the end of our show. I'm going to have you back again. You just add so much, and I love this. Again, where do we find out about you?
yeah, God Social Mediology is available in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iBook, Nook, Kindle. Audio version will be coming out this summer.
So
you'll be able to hear me actually read the book with my whole dramatic inflection.
That sounds great.
You'll be able to do that. You can also get it at Target.com, Walmart.com. I think indiebooks.com. Goodreads. I was just told we were in Publishers Weekly, so
very
we're
cool.
We're
everywhere.
Good for you. All right, we're going to talk to you again, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And definitely share us on all your sites, too, so I would love that. We are going to end our show with a moment of happiness, and we can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are. With that, we're going to take a really small break, but we're going to come back with our next show. And again, we have got some great things to talk about. And let's give something away. How about, I do want to remind everybody to get out to the Hamburger and Hops Music Festival. That's today over at the Collections. And of course, the Kentucky Derby Gala. That is today too. So many things
going on. So excited. I learned how to make a fascinator for my head to wear tonight to that.
All right. And let's give away Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. That is ever at the Westlake Village Twin, May 6th. Call right now, 419-0008. Stay with us.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.